House Republicans applaud SCOTUS decision. In America, success must be judged by merit. By Ashley Oliver on June 29, 2023. Congressional Republicans celebrated the Supreme Court's rejection of racial preferences in college admissions on Thursday, applauding the court's decision as a win for fairness and merit. House Education Committee Chairwoman Representative Virginia Fox, RNC, said in a statement, "In America, fairness is the key to educational opportunity, where one's success is judged by merit rather than arbitrary quotas." Fox also lamented that college admissions had been plagued by affirmative action for far too long and noted that she and others in Congress would be able to craft solutions that build on the idea of fairness in light of Thursday's decision. "The Supreme Court decided in favor of Students for Fair Admissions, SFFA, and against both Harvard College and University of North Carolina admissions programs on Thursday, ruling that the school's practice of using applicants' races as a factor in the admissions process violated the Equal Protection Clause under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. Universities have concluded, wrongly, that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenges bested, skills built, or lessons learned but the color of their skin," the majority opinion stated. "Our constitutional history does not tolerate that choice." Other Republicans on the Education Committee, including House GOP Conference Chairwoman Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, praised the High Court for its decision. "It correctly rules that in the United States of America, every individual has the opportunity to succeed, regardless of background or race," Stefanik wrote. Representative Jim Banks, RN, another member of the committee who founded the Anti-Woke Caucus this year, said in a statement that ridding of racial preferences in admissions was just the beginning of eliminating race as a determining factor in the military, government, boardrooms, and other areas. "Massive blow to systemic racism," Banks wrote. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, likewise expressed satisfaction with the decision, saying the court just ruled that no American should be denied educational opportunities because of race. "Now students will be able to compete based on equal standards and individual merit," McCarthy wrote. "This will make the college admissions process fairer and uphold equality under the law." House Democrats, meanwhile, largely condemned the decision. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, denounced the six justices who supported the majority opinion as extremists and right-wing ideologues, claiming they obliterated consideration of racial diversity in college admissions. The cases are Students for Fair Admissions v. Presidents and Fellows of Harvard College and Students for Fair Admissions v. University of North Carolina, numbers 20-1199 and 21-707 in the Supreme Court of the United States. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.